is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
Turn on, tune in, and drop off. Yes, boy. How you been then?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. Mm. Like I said, spending a fortune I shouldn't be spending, but you know, fuck it, why not?
That's fucking rock and roll. Can't take it with you.
Rock and roll. Well, exactly as I've learned. So yeah, fuck it. I've been buying lots and lots and lots of shit. Had a pretty easy at work at the moment, but it's on the. It's about to get very, very busy, so. I'm enjoying that while I can. I've been listening to a lot of CDs, not got around to my vinyl yet. Just keep buying bulk batches of CDs and listening to various pieces of music.
Sounds nice.
Good. I was going to upgrade to the Amazon Family Plan Unlimited because I thought you got 4 months 3 and it turns out it's just for new subscribers and they won't give us fuck all. That's £80 saved, so I'm not going
to
do it.
Yeah, I want to get one of those. For legal reasons, I would not condone the use of them, but apparently you can get these hacked Amazon Fire TV sticks. A friend of mine happens to know where you can get those. I'm sorry, dear listeners, you can't see this because you ain't got video, but it looks like Dom's got the same T-shirt as me. Is that a Curtis T-shirt? Does it say Curtis on the back?
Well, considering you sent it to me, mate, yes, it does.
Oh, did I buy that?
You did.
Oh, fucking hell.
But you had two. You won one or something.
Oh, I can't remember. It must have happened when I was on edibles, much like I am now. I thought, he's getting all groovy and he's wearing, my BFF is wearing something I bought him.
Thank you. Yeah. Got it on a special.
God, I need to get a webcam. This is a really old webcam and I'm like all bleached out and everything. I mean, I do look pale most of the time anyway, being an old anemic goth with lots of new more ink. I'm bloody going mad with the ink now. It's fucking all over the shops. God. Love it.
Looking good.
Yeah.
I'll do one. I'm not for a while. Oh, God.
You want to get some Frank? Oh yeah, mate. It's a bitch. I mean, this room gets particularly warm because it's square, it's black, and it gets most of the sun during the day. It got up to 33 in here today when I was working, and that was with the door open and the fan on. Actually, here's a question: are you of the school? What? I'm undecided on this, and I have my suspicions. But are you of the school where it's really hot, but you don't leave the windows open? When it gets too hot, you close all the windows and doors to keep what little cool air you have in. I personally think that might be bollocks, but trying to get my dear beloved wife to open the doors when it's hot. It's, no, because we just get hot air coming in.
Well, I live north, Liberty, should we? My house goes east to west. So the sunrise is at the front.
Sunrise.
To the left. And then by dinner time, it's gone across the roof of the house. And then the backyard gets it. So it's like a day of two halves. So what I tend to do is everything in the front half, we close the doors, we close the blinds, we close the windows and everything on that half where the sun is. And the back one is open. And when the sun switches over, and then close those doors as best I can with 3 dogs wanting to go out all the fucking time and open the windows on the front on the basis that I think it draws it through.
Well, there you
go. No scientific proof.
Well, there you go, listener. All the comedy, all the time.
And upstairs we have an air conditioning unit that's getting fucking used 24/7.
Do you know what? Even though it is Surrey and I thought that having sunlight was part of the fucking council tax, we only get about a week or two a year where it's hot. We are considering getting an aircon unit.
because we're old and fuck it, we can fucking afford it. Because we fucking worked for decades, you lazy cunts out there.
Benefits cheats.
Fuck it. Benefits cheats with their widescreen TVs and PlayStation 2s and their Vesta chow mains. It's disgusting. That's not why I voted for the Nazi party.
Exactly.
Jesus.
Trim them up, I say.
Yeah, I had to trim some people from a Facebook list for posting too much right-wing shit. It's like, oh, do you know what? I can't even be bothered arguing with you. Unfriend, bosh.
I don't get involved with anything on Facebook. It's just, I have a browse and that's it. I use the marketplace to not buy stuff. But yeah, I had a friend who was, he used to be a friend, and I lived in Macclesfield, and then I moved, and then didn't see him.
Lads from Mac. Lads from Mac.
Yeah. He started texting, you know, giving me a number, I met with him, giving me a number for WhatsApp and that. Yeah. And thinking it'd be nice to get in touch. And it just turns out he's a fucking Farage, Yatsley Lennon fucking super fan. And every day it's like, have you seen him doing this? Have you seen him doing that?
Oh, Jesus.
And I just thought, you live in a provincial town where there's fucking like 8 black people there and 7 brown people. Why are you crying about it?
Jesus.
Just one of these mass media fucking sheep. And I thought, nah.
Yeah. I hate all foreign stuff. Right, I'm going to get into my Audi and drive and have a curry and drink German lager. Fucking wise exactly up, that. You cunts.
Exactly that. German cars, yeah.
So, actually, when I did drink, do you know, it's been over 2.5 years now, but one of the last lagers I drunked, was this fucking Polish lager they sell at the Polish corner shop. The corner shop's Polish now, apparently. But it was like 9%, and it's like special brew. You had to drink it ice cold or else it was kind of like, but fuck me, 4 tins of those, and you were absolutely Yeltsined, I tell you.
4 tins of those, like 8 tins or something else of normal, quote-unquote, lager.
At the moment...
That's not a good look.
I'm drinking Lucky Saints. They do their alcohol-free less than 0.5%, which is legally alcohol-free, and you get more alcohol in your stomach via fermentation. They do Lucky Saint at a lot of the London venues I go to for gigs and stuff, and they do it in tins now, which is great. So I can drink stuff that actually tastes of nice lager, but doesn't have booze in. But I've got this lemon lager now, which is really poncy and Tory. Tastes great. It just tastes like a lager and lime from like the late 70s, early 80s. And to be honest, I used to quite like lager and lime.
Yeah, nothing wrong lager and lime. Lager top, whatever you want to call it. I've tried those myself. They are quite refreshing.
They are. And if I have sort of like a microdose or maybe a little bit more of edibles, I still get to be wobbly and cunty and on booze, but not being a booze wanker.
Yeah, that makes a big difference these days. I'm drinking Diet Pepsi,
also known
as, we don't have any Coke, is Pepsi all right?
Oh.
Because I run out of Pepsi Max, so I didn't fancy a drink today.
I fucking love Pepsi. My daughter Jet, they're into Dr. Pepper, and there's a certain cinema we go to, and it's got to be the strawberry Dr. Pepper. Bloody drinks about a bucket load. But Dr. Pepper is nice, though. You know, I do like Dr. Pepper.
I love Dr. Pepper. I love Dr. Pepper. I quite like the, not strawberries and cream one, the vanilla one.
Vanilla one. Oh, that's a little bit like cream soda, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly why.
Very nice, but the ickiness can really catch up in you if you're not careful.
The thing about Dr. Pepper, right, is when I was a kid, it was exotic, Dr. Pepper was.
Exotic?
It was American. It was like the Beastie Boys and Breakdancing and Ghostbusters and Dr. Pepper.
Innit?
And it was always wonderful. When I was a kid, I don't know if you had it down your end. When I was a kid, we had this thing
called
the Alpine Man.
Right.
The Alpine Man, and basically it's the pot man, and he'd come out, there's a truck with a load of like cherryade, orangeade, American cream soda, and everything. And you get a delivery of it once a week and then give your ounces back. And
nice.
That was ace. So the young working class lad, that was amazing. And you go around and try and find empties at other people's houses and give them back for 12p or whatever it was, or 6p.
Bottles of Corona. The actual...
it's like Corona.
What was that stuff? Get busy with the fizzy soda stream. Yeah, there was a soft drink called Corona, wasn't there? Or something like that. And it had a bear. Bear in the advert. Cresta. There you fucking go. Yeah.
When it comes to Cresta, here's one
fuck
it up. Just can't get enough.
Strutty man. Cresta. I want to drink some Cresta now. And I also want to listen to... more of that later. Oh, at least you
let it run.
Oh, yeah. I could get away with playing Mac Lads on Noisebox Radio.
Get stuffed, yes, Band-Aid!
I might not play that one, though.
One of your best friends,
Nagasaki Sauce, brilliant.
Well, the weekend is coming and it's time for a
bath.
We're going sub some bodies and we'll have a good laugh. So leave the dog at home or it'll want some drinks. Give the dog a bone and leave it tainted soon.
Fucking brilliant. I won't play the whole thing because, you know, Performing Rights Society and all that. But yeah, the Mac Lads from their classic album, 1985, Beer, Sex, Chips and Gravy. Tasty bit of clump. Fucking classic.
First one I got. And I got it from Hectic House Shop from Muttley himself.
Hectic House. Oh, look, here we go.
Ian, do you know something? If you stop eating Bird's Eye beef burgers and eat these cheap ones, you'll save Mum enough money to buy me a Leeds United tracksuit.
Fantastic.
I mean, they look the same, don't they?
Might look the same, but they don't taste the same.
You can't tell the difference.
Well, I can. The cheap one's yours.
Bird's Eye beef burgers, bloody hell.
This is Lemsip, the comforting whole lemon drink made with paracetamol for headaches and feverishness, a decongestant to help clear your nose, and the something for a tickly throat.
Hey.
The Humphrey favourite flavour.
Fucking hell. When this edible kicks in properly, I am going to be watching 70s adverts all night. Sorry, skull, dear wife. Skull, you have to sort yourself skull, out. Dear. They were good.
Bear ones are the best. What was it, Hoffmeister? That was the 70s beer.
Follow the bear. Skull. Skull. I forgot the words. Watch out. There's a Humphrey about. Is this what we're reduced to? Two middle-aged men talking about soft drinks and TV adverts. Oh, Spangles. Hang on. Are we doing the Sweets You Remember from the 70s thing? That used to be Ian Lee's most hated topic, didn't it? But yes, Spangles are fucking great. But bring back Spangles, man.
Spangles. Bring it all back.
There's a technical reason why there isn't white dog shit anymore. Hang on a minute. Let's see if we can get a little bit interactive with this.
I can tell you.
Shut up, spoilers.
The disappearance of white dog poop, a change in diet, the once common sight of white dog feces, a staple of parks and pavements in decades past, has largely vanished from modern life. The primary reason for this disappearance lies in a significant shift in the formulation of commercial dog feces. And the excess would be excreted in
AI agrees with you there.
I'm right, it does. I know off my dog shit.
Hey Google, can you tell me about the StrangeTimeShow.com podcast?
When you ask about the Strange Time Show podcast, hosts Davey and Cat and Dom, genre, dark comedy / improvisational talk show, about this long-running podcast, active since 2013, offers a dose of irreverent and explicit humour. The hosts engage in free-flowing, comedic conversations on a wide array of topics, often with a dark and absurd twist. Episode titles like Asbestos Butt Plugs and AI Moles and Glory Holes.
AI's scary as shit, because that was fucking spot on. Wow.
No, it's fucking spot on. Are you talking shit, mate? That sounds far, far better. I'd listen to that show.
Yeah, I'd listen to that. Hey, why can't we be as good as AI thinks we are? We've been using AI for fucking donkey's years. That predictive text you use on your phone, that's running off a large language model where it makes the best guess of what it thinks you're going to say. That's a basic form of AI.
It's all AI. It's just a new label for it.
Yeah.
I think, what's that podcast that we both like? And Soul Entertainment?
That's Sweet Feathery Jesus.
No.
Oh, yeah, that's Richard. Yeah. The Rest is Entertainment.
That's the fella. So one of the episodes I listened to recently, it's a few back, they were talking about Google are being done or trying to be done. So basically Google decided that their version of AI, they need to get a lot of information in. So they requested it from publishers and they were just too slow and not forthcoming and too expensive. So they thought, fuck it. So they used a particular website that literally does that. It rapes and pillages all. Any book that's been out, that's been published, is on this website.
Oh,
and
yeah.
These large language models are taking them. So Google actively uses these illegal websites to get all the data. And every author in the world, their work is on there and being used.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you got to get with it or get left behind, basically.
It's good and it's bad. I mean, it's good for certain things, but when you get to a point where it's like, write me a James Bond novel in the style of Ian Fleming, and here's all the shit, it'll do it. And it's not right.
Yeah, when it comes to anything creative, then, yeah, I wouldn't use it. Maybe automation on my mixing desk to move the faders and what have you, but nothing kind of like to do the creative process. So, yeah, but asking it what it thinks of the podcast and how my knob can get bigger. I could ask it that, couldn't I? What are you watching? I'm trying to work out what you're watching from the reflection in your glasses.
What I do when I'm recording, I tend to put on the music channels on one of those devices that you mentioned talking about previously.
Do you know someone that's got one?
I know someone who's got one.
Well, why are they bothering why are they bothering to get the new Amazon then?
Music.
Yeah.
For the speakers and for earphones and fall asleep rather than telly being on.
Right, gotcha.
Yeah. So anyway, I cycle through those, and when I find something I like, I stop on it, and when I find something like the Manic Street Beaches, I fucking burn the TV.
Fucking hell. All the laughs, all the time. StrangeTimeShow.com. Oh, that's the point. I need to, I'm going to have three bloody shows to edit now after this. Honestly, stuff's been so busy recently. I've been doing some pre-recorded shows for the bit of sound experience on Noisebox because I'm going to take some holidays soon. And, just in case I was like, die of AIDS for a week or spend a fortnight dead for tax reasons. I can just get them to schedule to play out a pre-recorded show.
You need to say something topical that's not happened yet. And then you just look like you're predicting the future. What can it be? Can't believe fucking Starmer got assassinated by that Greek waiter.
Well, funnily enough, our Lord above, Chris Morris, I think it was, I think it might have been when he was on GLR, even before he did his Radio 1 show, he announced the death of Michael Heseltine.
This is BBC Radio 1 FM, and if there is any news of the death of Michael Heseltine in the next hour, we'll let you know.
He really does have that perfect voice for news and announcing, doesn't he?
He really does. He has a gravitas to it.
Yeah, go on.
No, you just reminded me of Michael Heseltine. I think Norman Tebbit died in the last couple of days. He was part of that crew, wasn't he?
Oh, dear.
We give thanks to God. We give thanks to God for those maimed through the evil of Mother Teresa, whose death we treasure. We pray for those most closely affected by her death. among them Trevor, the sheep. Lord, we thank you for the precious gift of the sick, the maimed, and all whose lives are damaged, and for the strength we draw from all who are weak, poor, and powerless in this.
That was very clever cutting up of that religious cunty bastard there.
Was it Cassette Boy?
No, that was Chris Morris again. Cassette Boy came around the same time. The same time I was in with the old bootleg mashup scene just before it kicked off on MTV. I did some for MTV Mash and XFM before it turned into Radio X. Yeah, yeah. I was cutting up bits of speech for fun. Well, it trained me. It put me in good stead for doing the skewer, didn't it?
I was going to say, yeah, it's pretty much what that became, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, bloody hell. What have you got planned for the weekend then, mate?
Staying in the shade. It's like 8,000 degrees. So that's my plan. Can't do fucking anything. Can't take dogs out. Can't fucking do anything in decking or in the garden or anything like that. It's just too damn hot.
Fucking mental.
I don't agree with the heat.
Yeah. Did you see a British Grand Prix the other day?
Of course I didn't. Why would I?
It's British.
No. I don't give a shit.
Oh, you fucking wanker. Lando Norris did in a quite controversial manner. But it was a great race, lots of drama. Verstappen spun out and proved yet again that whilst he's an incredibly fast driver, one of the fastest, he's not very good at racing wheel to wheel. So when his car's not competitive and he actually has to work for a living, he's not quite as brilliant as people think he is. He's no bloody Senna, that's for sure. Mind you, he hasn't driven into a wall and stuck a steering wheel spike through his head yet, so there you go. Lando Norris had a bad start, as he always fucking does, but like he was catching up, doing a fast one. And then there's a safety car, I think there's a few actually, and Oscar Piastri, his rival at McLaren, did a bit of naughty brake testing under the safety car conditions. So like, he got a penalty. And Lando got ahead, and once he got ahead, he just went, fuck off, and won it. It was really good. There's this driver that's, he's been going for fucking about 10 years or so, Nico Hülkenberg. Like, he's had about 230 races, and this is the very first time he's been on the podium. Oh, bless him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There you go. I like that.
What else has been going on?
So could you define the British Grand Prix? Could you define it as being Lando Norris having a good start and Chris Horner having a bad finish?
Chris Horner. Fucking karma. Bit him in the arse, didn't it?
I'm talking about it. He's been found not guilty twice. Decent chap. Never done anything wrong.
Oh, right. Yeah. He's a slimy piece of shit. Not a fan.
Another P Diddy. Another P Diddy.
Get waving!
Well, the fair comes down just once every year. The mad lads go there when they've sucked their beer. So get waving with the Brute 33. Get waving and forget your tea. We'll go all downtown and get some chips and pies. And I'll pay you 10 pints, I'll take me with the nine.
Brilliant.
I was going to say, you may want to dip the next cut.
Some folks like a pussy, a budgie or a tit. Some take up with a spaniel pup that fills up the house with myself now I keep chickens, and I'm the favourite one. He's Dick, my little cockerel, and I don't know where he's gone. Has anybody seen my cock? My big diamond red. He's mostly pink with a little bit of blue and purple on his head.
absolutely brilliant. Made even funnier by the fact that this guy, Ivor Biggin, was also the guy who did him, was Doc Cox on that, was it 70s and 80s? Oh, Esther Anson.
That's life.
Yeah. But it was a bit weird on that, it doesn't surprise me that he masquerades as Ivor Biggin.
I remember massive suits and massive glasses. And then finding out it was also Ivor Biggin, who did obviously the classic hit Anna Wenka.
Oh, yeah. The Winkers song, in brackets, a misprint.
Yeah. Classic.
I've been listening to the autobiography of Cunt and the Gang.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you said about that.
I do like him. He's good. I did an interview with him about, 12 years ago when I did another podcast on the side for a bit, The Blank Planet, and I was like doing interviews and stuff. Who else did I interview? Barry from Watford. Steve Hostetter, who's now quite well known over here. He does lots of destroying of the hecklers. He's very good at that.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean. So, weren't you going to come on ours like Christmas when you had a song out and never did?
Probably.
Where's goodness?
Maybe I've been waiting. Right, I'm going to run out of time soon on this Teams thingy. So I'm going to dive off and see if I can collapse into a nice warm woman.
Yeah. I think we've entertained enough with the funny.
Yes, and we've given
irreverently.
Yes, we've thoroughly tested your new tech.
Yes, it didn't work, so I must try with a laptop and MP3 recording next time.
Yeah, all right, mate, nice one, cool.
I can't justify, I could send this back, but I can't really justify getting the other kit out. And the idea with this is I thought I could do some shit walking around.
That'd be quite good, actually. Like, Dom goes out and about.
Yeah. Visit Manchester.
Yeah.
Although, don't visit Manchester this weekend, because it's a bit busy.
Oh, God. Oh,
some London up here playing their songs.
Oh, fucking hell. Can't. Sunshine. Fuck off. Anyway, dear listener, there you go. Cheers.
Okay.
That was a nice little chat, actually. Nice little catch up. Because it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Nice. Yes. What was last time? It was fucking hours, months ago, wasn't it?
I think it was the first week of June. The last time.
Jesus.
Yeah. First week or two of June. So, yeah, it's probably been a while. Fucking life gets in the way. And I've had quite a clump of gigs to go to of late as well, and stuff and shit going on. In fact, I'm going to one tomorrow. Seeing Space Maker. Anyway, I'm going to jump.
I shall see you Sunday.
Yes, we'll do the Sunday with the big man. Cool.
Yes, and I'll bring the funnies. I forgot them tonight.
That's quite okay, sir. Okay, stay sexy, and I'll speak to you on Sunday.
Cheers, buddy. See you later, mate. Good
boy.
Strange times, we're living in strange times, strange times. Go fuck yourselves.